Brazos Valley Foundation, Broadcasting Foundation. It wasn't named that when I was first on it. Larry Brumley was head of public relations at Baylor and asked me to be on that board. And I was interested, and I didn't know much about it, but it was something I was interested in, and they took me to lunch at the old Brazos Club up there on top of the Golden Triangle or whatever, the Westview Bank or whatever that was. And I only did one good thing for KWBU. They were talking about that they needed a tower. And my daughter had gone to Vanderbilt with her best friend was Kristen Hicks, and this is Steve Hicks, big people. Tom Hicks owns a lot of things in Dallas, but Steve Hicks has always been in the radio business. And we knew them personally and have met them many times. And so I happened to mention to Larry Brumley, I said, you know, I know Steve Hicks, and something I vaguely remember that he had a tower in Moody. And I thought Larry Brumley was going to drop his fork. Well, he did. And he said, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So I went home that very day. This was in 1997. And wrote a little handwritten note on my stationery to Steve Hicks and said, I've just been put on, asked to be, I hadn't even been put on the board, asked to be on the board of, it wasn't called KWBU then, it was
KNCT or KCTF, KCTF.
Yeah, before we completely switched over. And do I remember that you have a tower, a radio, TV, you know, tower, is all they needed was the tower they would put the equipment on. In Moody, and I called him then, and he said yes, as a matter of fact. So he gave it to Baylor for $25 a year. It's $1 million thing. So Larry Brumley and Charles Madden and Dr. Madden, they were impressed. Dr. Sloan was impressed. And it wasn't how smart I was at all. It just that I happened to know the right man and wrote the little note. And that got them started. And it really did save them $1 million. Not only that, but it's hard to get places that are high enough and just the right place. And I don't understand any of that. I enjoyed it thoroughly. I was on there about 11 years, I think. Mm-hmm.